السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ومغفرته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تابعهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. আল্লাহ সুবহানাহু ওয়া তাআলা সেন্ট দ্য প্রফেট মুহাম্মদ সাল্লাল্লাহু তাআলা আলাইহি ওয়া সাল্লাম ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড টু পারফেক্ট ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক্স। রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু তাআলা আলাইহি ওয়া সাল্লাম হিমসেলফ সেজ, and this is mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into this world to complete the perfection of characteristics. And therefore, if you want to judge whether the characteristics of a person is good or not, then you should compare his characteristics with the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there is some similarity, then that means his characteristics are good. And if there is no similarity and the person's characteristic contradicts the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that means he is not a good character. Before I speak further on this matter, may we all send salatu salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels send salah and salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah commands the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin ma'adinil judi wal karam wa manba'il ilmi wal hilmi wal hikam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the greatest of mankind. And this is a known fact amongst all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam complete and the most beautiful and the most best in manners. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, for example, Sayyiduna Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي, which means that my eye has not seen more beautiful than you. And other people say, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنٌ, never mind my eye, no eye has ever seen more beautiful than you, more handsome than you. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ, and no female has given birth to anybody more handsome and beautiful than yourself. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, you have been created free from all faults. You have been created free from all faults. There is no fault in you. وہ کمالِ حسنِ حضور ہے کہ گمانِ نفس جہاں نہیں, یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے, یہی شمع ہے کہ دھوا نہیں. You have been created without faults. And then he says, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though you have been created the way you wanted to be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful. And as we all know, the great Shaykh who said, بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam reached the highest of statuses. He reached the highest of stages because of his kamal, because of his completion, because he was complete. Kashafat duja bi jamalihi. And due to the beauty of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the darkness of misguidance has gone. Subhanallah, if you look into the time that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came into this world, it was a time of darkness, the time of jahiliyyah, when people used to kill for family honor, people used to bury children that were still breathing, people had no respect for women. If a girl was born, then they would bury her alive. People did not know how to read and write. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came with his beautiful and blessed face and with his beautiful and blessed characteristics, he changed the whole world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the mentality of all of mankind. And when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Makkatul Mukarramah, there was only about 4 to 5 people who knew how to read and write. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, there were so many people who knew how to read and write that they couldn't count how many they were. Subhanallah. Kashafat duja bi jamalihi. The beauty of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took away the darkness of misguidance. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. Every single action, every single habit, every single khaslah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so beautiful that until today people are following them ways of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only until today, they will continue until the day of judgment. That is the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those people who followed the character and the khasail of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the ones who are successful in this world and in the hereafter. And they are the ones who are remembered as the pious predecessors, the Salafi Salihin. They are the ones because they followed the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Islam was not spread by the sword. Islam was not spread by the sword, but Islam was spread solely by the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And let me give you an example. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born in Makkatul Mukarramah. He lived in Makkatul Mukarramah until the age of 40. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced prophethood. And after announcing prophethood, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remained in Makkatul Mukarramah for another 3 years. And in them 3 years, the people of Makkatul Mukarramah, the mushrikeen, and from the help of the Jews and the Christians from outside, they tried their utmost best to destroy the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But how could they destroy? How could they destroy that which was written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continued to spread the word of Islam, to pass the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until the time came when the Sahaba ikram were punished. Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an, that Bilal because of whom Africa is remembered. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an is not remembered because of Habsha, but Habsha is remembered because of Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an. That Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an used to be punished in such a way, he was tortured in such a way that the mushrikeen used to lie him down on the sand which was boiling hot in the midday, when the degrees, the Celsius was so high that by when he was lying on that floor, his skin was burning. And the stones, the rocks that were sitting in that sun, they became so hot that they lifted them stones and rocks and they put them onto Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala on his back. Why? Because he believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were tortured in this way. They tortured Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Khabbab ibn Arat radiallahu ta'ala, he says that the mushrikeen, they used to put burning coal onto my back. Burning coal onto my back. And because of that, my skin would melt. My skin and the fat inside my body would also melt. And the only way that coal would burn off, meaning turn off, stop burning, is due to the liquid created by the melt. Because due to the liquid which was produced because of the melting of his skin and fat, that would put the coal off. Subhanallah. Allah is pure. This is how much the Sahaba ikram were tortured. And not only the Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whilst he would teach Islam, Abu Jahl standing behind would swear at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would throw filth on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he would never utter a word in reply to Abu Jahl. He was so patient. He had so much sabr in him. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah, and the mushrikeen came and they put the filth of an animal onto the back of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was patient. And then came a time when the mushrikeen decided to assassinate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They decided to murder. They decided to kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission and ordered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to leave Makkatul Mukarramah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina. He had to leave his own home. The Sahaba ikram had to leave their own home. They were driven out of their own homes. They had to leave all their wealth behind. They left all their belongings behind. And yet, these people of Makkah, they used to take all their belongings and that wealth to Syria and they used to sell it for money. And they used to keep that money. After all this torture, and after all these calamities and difficulties, at the time of Fath Makkah, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam returned to Makkatul Mukarramah, when he returned to Makkatul Mukarramah with a following of so many people that the people of Makkah could not stand against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went and they hid inside their homes. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, riding on his animal, the most blessed animal, he was riding on his animal with his head down, looking down, no pride. He had absolutely no pride. He was looking down and he came, rode into Makkatul Mukarramah. He had a black Imama Sharifan at that time. Subhanallah. He comes into Makkatul Mukarramah, his hometown. The Sahaba Ikiram, they come back. The Muhajireen have come back to their own home. How must it feel? They came back to their own homes. If somebody today says something bad to one of us, we straight away reply to them. If somebody swears at us, we swear at them back. If somebody hits us, we hit them back. If somebody slaps us, we try and slap them back. If somebody does wrong to us, we try and retaliate and do wrong to them again. This is what we do. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with the Sahaba ikiram returned back to Makkatul Mukarramah, everybody thought, the mushrikeen of Makkatul Mukarramah, they thought that now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will kill us all. He will kill us all, or he will make us leave our homes and drive us out of our homes. And we will have to leave Makkatul Mukarramah. But the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so great that when he entered Makkatul Mukarramah, he came to Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he ordered the people to attend the Kaaba. When everybody gathered around the Kaaba, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam says, "Ma zannukum bi? What do you think I am going to do to you today?" The people thought that you will kill us. You will kill us all. You will drive us out of our homes. You will take us as captives. You will make us into slaves. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sent as rahmatul lil alameen. Not only as rahmatul lil muslimin wal mu'mineen, but rahmatul lil alameen. He was sent as a mercy for all of the worlds. Not only mankind, but for the animals and all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says to them, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم اذهبوا أنتم الطلقاء. Subhanallah. I have no punishment for you today. Go, you are all free. Subhanallah. And people say that Islam was spread by the sword. Allahu Akbar. If Islam was spread by the sword, then let me tell you that all the countries that Islam had taken over, they all would have been Muslims. But if you look around the world today, those countries that were ruled by Muslims, today the majority of them are non-Muslims. The majority of them are non-Muslims. The Muslims took over the whole of Africa. Yet majority of Africa is non-Muslim. The Muslims took over Spain. But Spain today is not a Muslim country. It is ruled by Christians. And they say that Islam was spread by the sword. It doesn't make sense. It is incorrect. It is factually incorrect. It is a fact that Islam has not been spread by the sword, but Islam has been spread by the characteristics of Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And how can it spread by the sword? Because for Iman, to become a believer, one of the conditions is that you believe in your heart. تَصْدِيقًا بِالْقَلْبِ. You have to believe firmly in the heart. Until you do not believe in your heart, you cannot be a believer. And thus it is impossible for Islam to have been spread by the sword. If you look at the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once in Makkatul Mukarramah, there was an old lady, and she was leaving Makkatul Mukarramah, and she was carrying her goods. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw this old woman and he says that I shall help you. I shall help you. She gives all her belongings, what she was carrying, a basket or whatever she was carrying. She gave it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a non-Muslim. And this is the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards a non-Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam carried these goods for this old woman all the way to the caravan that she was joining, she was traveling with. When they reach there, the old woman says that I have nothing to thank you with. I have no wealth. that I can thank you by giving you some advice. And that advice is that there is a madman. There is a madman, a majnoon man, who is saying that he has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His name is Muhammad. He is spreading a religion which is against, which contradicts the religion of our forefathers. Stay away from him. Ma'adallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is being called a madman by a non-Muslim, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiles, subhanallah, and he says, I am Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. The woman accepts Islam. She accepts Islam at the patience of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how can Islam be spread by the sword when there is such a thing called dhimmi in Islam? Which means when there is a Muslim government, a non-Muslim who pays tax to the government is known as a dhimmi. Which means he is protected by the Muslim government. If Islam was spread by the sword, then how can Islam protect a non-Muslim? There is something called a musta'min. A musta'min is somebody who has a visa to enter the Islamic hukuma. And they are protected by the Muslim hukuma. The Muslim hukuma protects the non-Muslims. This is what Islam teaches. Not only that, but one of the rules for a hakim of Islam, for a ruler of Islam, is to protect the places of worship for the non-Muslims. The Christians' church is protected by the Muslim government. The Hindus' temple is protected by the Muslim government. If you read upon what Islam is, then you will know whether Islam was spread by the sword or not. But if you don't read into Islam, and you simply read media and newspapers and watch the TV, then that is what you will get. Ignorance and jahiliyyah. The truth is, those people who have studied Islam, they know that Islam was spread by the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why philosophers and researchers like Bernard Shaw, who wrote a book, who compiled a book to say who were the greatest of all leaders, he puts the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as number one. And he himself is not a Muslim. But he says that he was the most influential character that ever walked this earth. Subhanallah. These are non-Muslims who have educated themselves, who have bothered to read literature regarding Islam. Those people who read, they know that Islam was spread by the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go into the cave of Hira, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first verse, Iqra, which means recite. And before moving further, let me mention a point on this, that some people translate this as read. وَمَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ, I do not know how to read. Ma'adallah. This is not the correct translation. Because Jibreel alayhi salam did not come with an object or a piece of paper or material or leather or a stone with writing on it that read this. He didn't come with that. So he wouldn't even say read. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam wouldn't say I don't know how to read. Because there's nothing to read. There is nothing there to read. The correct translation is recite. Imitate with your tongue that which I am saying. Say what I am saying. Iqra. Say Iqra. That is what Jibreel alayhi salam was saying. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ma ana biqari'i. Which some people translate as I am not a reciter. Some people translate as I will not recite. In other words, why should I recite? Makyuparu. That is what it means. But what I understand, and this may be incorrect, but this is what I understand. In the Arabic language, there is something called فعل متعدي, which means a verb which needs an object. A verb has a subject, somebody who carries out an action. Every action has a subject, that which carries out the action. And some verbs, they also have an object. Some verbs need an object. Without an object, they are not complete. اقرأ is one of them verbs. It is not complete without an object. It is not complete. اقرأ, what shall I read? What shall I read? Somebody says to you, read or recite. You will ask him, what do you want me to recite? Main kya padhu? You will ask. Because he simply said, اقرأ. He's not told you what to read, what to recite. And that is what I understand from this. Because ma also comes for istifham, for questioning. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, ma ana biqari. What shall I read? What shall I recite? That is what I understand. So Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came and says, اقرأ, recite. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, what shall I recite? Tell me what to recite and I shall recite. And this happened 3 times. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited. And those people who say the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not know how to read and write, ma'azallah, the truth is he did. And he was the best of readers and the best of writers. And this is proven. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the eloquence of his speech was so great that the people of Makkatul Mukarramah, they challenged the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam many a times to prove that the Quran is not eloquent enough to be the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam proved them wrong. And Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala an, the Shaykh of Bareli, the great scholar who the people of Haramain Sharifain, the ulama of Haramain Sharifain said that this scholar from Bareli Sharif is ayatum min ayati rabbil alameen. He is a sign from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa mu'jizatum min mu'jizati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayyidil mursaleen. He is a mu'jiza, a miracle from amongst the miracles of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Imam Ahmad Raza radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says in the Urdu language, tere aage yu hai dabe lache, fusaha Arab ke bade bade, koi jaane muh mein zaba nahi, nahi balke jism mein ja nahi. When they used to come in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a challenge to prove that the Quran is not eloquent, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would answer them, and this is another subject, inshallah, if I get an opportunity to talk on this topic, I will tell you in detail the amount of times they challenged and what happened and what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to them. But at the moment, let me tell you that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied with answers, they put their heads down. They put their heads down and the people of Makkatul Mukarramah laughed at them. They laughed at them. And Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says that these big fusaha, these people who were known as great fusaha, great eloquent speakers of the Arab world, they stand in front of you like statues. They stand in front of you like they don't have a tongue in their mouth. These are the very people who call the whole world ajam. They say, we are Arab and the whole world is ajam. Ajam means those that don't have a tongue, because they don't know how to speak. We are the only ones who know how to speak. They, these very people are standing in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are standing as though there is no tongue in their mouth. And Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, not only that, but they are standing like statues as though there is no life in their bodies. Subhanallah, that is how shameful the fusaha of Arab are in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, Tuftu fil Arab. I have done tawaf of Arab. I have been around Arab. I have traveled all around Arab. And I have seen many, many eloquent speakers. مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحْسَحُ مِنْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَلَيْكَ وَسَلَّمْ مَا رَأَيْتُ أَفْسَحَ مِنْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَلَيْكَ وَسَلَّمْ I have not seen anybody more eloquent in speech than you, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَلَيْكَ وَسَلَّمْ سبحان الله. And the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي. Why am I the most eloquent? Because my Lord has taught me adab in language. It is my Lord who has taught me how to read and write. And that is why Allah has called me Ummi in the Quran. Because I have not been educated by any man. Allah has educated me directly. And that is why the word Ummi, when used for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means he who has not been taught by man. Ummi means uneducated by man, but educated directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in Bukhari Sharif, those people who say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know how to write, they are the very people who keep saying, show us in Bukhari. This is a hadith in Bukhari. At the time of Hudaybiyah, when the people of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they made a covenant with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala an wrote, Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammad the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the kuffar of Makkah said, how can we accept a covenant which says Muhammad Rasulullah? If we believed Muhammad to be the messenger of Allah, then there would be no need for a covenant. You have to change this. You have to write Muhammad bin Abdullah. So now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says to Hazrat Ali, orders Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that, O Ali, rub this off and write Ibn Abdullah. Rub Rasulullah off. This was the hukum, al-amr of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the adab of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Asadullah, he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when I have written Rasulullah, it is not possible for me to rub that off. How can I remove Rasulullah from there? I cannot do this. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala says this. Now read what Bukhari Sharif says. The words in Bukhari Sharif are, فَمَحَاهُ وَكَتَبَ بِيَدِهِ وَكَتَبَهُ بِيَدِهِ. That Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam rubbed it off with his hands, and then with his own hands the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wrote Ibn Abdullah. Subhanallah. See this? This is Bukhari Sharif, which is clearly saying that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knew how to write. Not only knew how to write, but he wrote himself. Subhanallah. And if you look into other ahadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to emphasize to his katibs, to his writers, to those who used to write for him, how to write. He used to tell them that when you write the meme, the letter meme, make sure you make it round and leave a space in the middle. And they say that he did not know how to write. Ma'ad Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most superior and the most complete human that was ever created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody can be better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in anything. Any attribute you can think of, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the best in that attribute. Subhanallah. We were talking about the first wahi. When the first wahi came, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam came down from the cave and he comes to his blessed wife Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he says to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Khashitu ala nafsi. I have fear upon myself. Now the ulama ikram have discussed this fear, and there are over 20 different interpretations for what this fear was. But the fear that I understand best is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was amazed by the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this wahi, this Qur'an is that Qur'an regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. That if we were to reveal this Qur'an on a mountain, then the mountain would burst into pieces and disappear into the air due to the power and weight of the Qur'an. That Qur'an was revealed unto the heart and mind of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then think to yourself, how strong, how much strength the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have had. That Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was amazed by the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Wallahi, she says, Qalla, Wallahi ma yukhzik Allahu abada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever do wrong to you. Oh, my beloved husband Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never do wrong to you. Why? Why? فَإِنَّكَ تَسِلُ الرِّحْمِ. Because you are that person who reconciles between families when they have conflict amongst each other. Your character is such that when the people from a family fall apart, you are the one who brings them back together again. This is the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. You earn for those people who are poor, meaning those people who are living in poverty, those people who are poor, you give to them. When you earn yourself, you distribute that wealth to the poor people. This is your character. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do wrong to you? And then she says, that how can Allah do wrong to you? For you are that person, أَنْتَ تَحْمِلُ الْكَلَّ, that you are the one who carries the burden. You are the one who carries the burden for the old people. You are the one who carries the wealth and the burden and the goods of those people who are weak. And that is the example of the old lady. She was so weak and she was carrying all her goods. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would help. When he saw a weak person, a person who didn't have strength, carrying a lot of goods, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go and help them. And he would carry it for them. That is the character of a true Muslim. That is the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to carry the weight of other people. And Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha says, وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. And you are the one who hosts guests. When guests come to you, or they come into Makkatul Mukarramah, you are the one who feeds them. You are the one who gives them drink to quench their thirst. You are the one who feeds the poor people. You are the one who gives to the poor. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do wrong to you? Subhanallah, this is the character of a true Muslim. Follow the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Muslims, remember that when you walk out of your home and when you are walking in the streets, as a Muslim, you are representing Islam. Every one of you and myself and every Muslim in the world, when he walks in the streets, the non-Muslims look at you as a Muslim. And from you, they judge Islam. It is your character from which they judge Islam. And if you will deceive people, and if you will lie to people, then the non-Muslims will say that Islam is a deceiving religion. Islam is a religion full of liars. That is what people will say. So, O Muslims, learn from the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Help the poor people. Help the weak people. If you see a weak person carrying so much, go and help him. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam says, from amongst iman, shu'batun min al-iman, from amongst the stages of iman is imatatul adha anit tariq, to remove something that may cause difficulty to people, to remove an object that may cause somebody to gain harm, that may harm somebody, to remove a harmful object from the path that people walk on or they pass on. This is part of iman. And this is the character of Muslims. That whether Muslims walk on that path or non-Muslims walk on that path, it is the duty of a believer. And if he is a true believer, then when he walks in the street and he sees a rock in the middle of the pathway, then a Muslim is he who picks it up and puts it onto the side. That is the character of a true Muslim. When a Muslim is walking in the street or driving in a car and he comes to a place where there is a dead animal on the street, or there is a stone, a rock, which if a car hits, then the car will get damaged. Or if a Muslim is walking in the pathway and there is the skin of a banana, and if somebody walks on it, they might slip. Then the Muslim is he who will stop. He will stop and he will remove that object which may harm other people. That is what the character of a true Muslim is. And that is what Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam taught us. That is what he taught us. Now you, every one of you, ask yourself. Look into your heart and your mind and ask yourself, have you ever done this? How many times have you walked the pathway and you have seen objects that may harm other people, and because you saw it, you walked around it and you walked off? Why did you not stop? Because today the Muslims have lost the character of a true Muslim. O Muslims, come back. Come back to the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Embrace the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will see that Islam will rise again. Although Islam is still risen high, no matter how many people try to take Islam down, Islam will not be able to be taken down. But if you will embrace the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, then Islam will rise even higher. And it will stop the people who speak ill about Islam. It will stop the people who are trying to depict a picture of Islam that is degrading, that is not the correct Islam. It will stop people from disrespecting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today people are trying to depict that Islam is a barbaric religion. People are trying to depict that Islam is a religion that teaches terrorism. Ma'adallah, al-ayadu billah. Islam is that religion which protects not only Muslims, but it protects the non-Muslims as well. Islam was the first religion that showed democracy. Read into the writings of the researchers of the West. Not the Muslims, the non-Muslims have written that the first time people had ever seen, the first time mankind had ever seen democracy was at the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Sharia did not choose Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala as the Amirul Mu'mineen. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not directly choose Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala as the Khalifatul Muslimin. But the people voted. This is democracy. The rights of the people. Islam gave people the right of voting. The people voted Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to be Amirul Mu'mineen and Khalifatul Muslimin. Which religion? before Islam showed this type of democracy. It is this democracy from which America today has democracy. It is this democracy from which Britain has democracy today. It was the character of the Muslims that the people of the West today have learnt what good morals are and what bad morals are. It was Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. It was Umar radiallahu ta'ala an who established the court and gave the rights not only to the victims, but gave rights to the criminals as well. That they must be brought into the courtroom. This was established by Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. And today the West is trying with pride saying that we are the ones who give rights to the criminals and the victims. They have taken this from Umar radiallahu ta'ala. It is the character of the Muslims that has given humans, mankind, so much taraqqi. It is Muslims that have given mankind so much progress in this world. O Muslims, we need to embrace the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Today, if you look around the world, the rulers, those people who are the judge, the police, the rulers, the government, the criminal always tries to run away from them. The criminal always hides from the police. The criminal always hides from the government. The criminal is the one who runs away from the ruler, from the hakim. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, your character was so nice. Your character was so beautiful. Your character was so inviting that even the criminals, they used to run to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They never used to hide from you. They used to run to you away from the others. Chor hakim se chupa karte hai ya uske khilaaf. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala of Bareli, he says, chor hakim se chupa karte hai ya uske khilaaf. Tere daman mein chupe chor anokha tera. Tere daman mein chupe chor anokha tera. That the criminals, they hide. Those who rob, those who steal, they hide from the rulers. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, such is your character. So unique is your character that even the criminals, they run to you and they try and hide in your clothes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the character that we need to embrace. We need to bring this character into our lives. Hazrat Ibn Samura bin Jundub radiallahu ta'ala an, he comes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I stole something, cut my hand off. Allahu Akbar. I have stolen something, cut my hand off. This is how much they loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala in Muslim Sharif records a hadith that a man from the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara came running to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Nabawi, and Umar Farooq and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were also present. And this man comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have destroyed myself. Ya Rasulullah, I have destroyed myself. Please save me from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are criminals coming into the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I committed zina with my hands and my body by embracing a ghair mahram female. I embraced her in the outskirts of Medina. Ya Rasulullah, clean me from this sin. Ya Rasulullah, punish me and make me forgiven from this sin. You see, the criminals are coming to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they knew that he is the mercy to mankind. He was the mercy to mankind. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam became quiet. He became quiet. He didn't reply. Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala says, that Allah had hid your sin from us. We did not know that you committed this sin. Then why did you make this sin apparent upon us? Which means, why did you do izhar of your sin? You must not make apparent your sin. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught us that izharu dhambi dhambun akhar, to make apparent your sin is another sin, because you are propagating your sin. You should always hide your sins, and you should hide the sins of others. This is when they are from amongst the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the huququllah. But if they are from the rights of humans, if you have stolen something from someone, if you have stolen something, then that is from huququl ibad. Then you must speak the truth. Then you cannot hide it, because you have to return that thing that you stole. But Umar Farooq says this, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse of the Quran, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Such mercy. This mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse saying that perform prayer, establish prayer in parts of the day and parts of the night. Meaning establish the 5 times daily salah. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Your good deeds will wash away your bad deeds. Subhanallah, there is no punishment for you. Perform salah and you will be forgiven from your sins. Subhanallah, the Sahaba Ikram asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is this only for him? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, no, this is for the whole of my ummah. Subhanallah. This is how merciful the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. Shall I carry on? Waqt khatam ho gaya. Thoda. Last minute. Rasul Akram, Sarvare Kainat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's character was so great. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that I served the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for many years. Voluntarily, as a servant, I served the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for many, many years. And he says, ma qala li uffun qattu, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, never ever said uff to me. He never taught it to me. When somebody does something, and he is doing something for you, and he does something wrong, then in the Arabic language we say, uff. And in the English language we say, tut. Tut, why did you do this? What are you doing? Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala says, that such character he had, he never said uff to me. And he says, وَمَا قَالَ لِي شَيْءٍ صَنَعْتُهُ لِمَا صَنَعْتَهُ وَلَا لِشَيْءٍ تَرَكْتُهُ لِمَا تَرَكْتَهُ. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever said to me that why did you do this to something that I did. And when I didn't do something, he never ever said to me that why did you not do this. Subhanallah. This is how he was to his servants. Sayyiduna Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an, it was the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that made him, when he had the opportunity of going back to his family after being enslaved for many, many years, when his father came to collect him from Makkatul Mukarramah, when his father came with his uncle to collect him, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that go with your father if you wish, and if you wish stay with me. And Sayyiduna Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an chose to stay with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what a true believer is. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, none of you can be a true believer until I am not more beloved to him than his own parents, than his own father, than his own mother, than his own children, then all of the people. Until I am not the most beloved, you are not a true believer. And this is Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an, who is a true believer, who chooses to stay with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He chooses slavery of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above freedom with his own family. Allahu Akbar, such was the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once in the masjid, a sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam, he comes into the masjid and they are performing salah. They are praying salah. And in salah, one of the people sneezed. Chikai, he sneezed. And Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam says, Yarhamukallah in namaz. Before in Islam, it was permissible to talk whilst performing salah. But that had become abrogated. It was mansukh. From now, it was not permissible to talk in salah. But Muawiyah ibn Hakam did not yet know. So he says, Yarhamukallah. The Sahaba ikram, in salah, they look at Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam, that what are you doing? How comes you are speaking in salah? They don't say that. They look at him. They look at him and they say that with their facial expressions. And all the sahaba are now looking at Muawiyah. Because at that time it was permissible to still look around. After that also became mansukh. And now it is not permissible to look around as well. It is against khushu and khudu in salah. And when you are standing in salah, Allah says, قُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Stand in the court of Allah with complete respect. And to look around is against respect. When you stand in front of your boss at work, when you stand in front of your head teacher in school, when you stand in front of your principal in the university or college, you stand with respect. Yes? Everybody stands with respect. Their clothes look nice. When you go for an interview for work, you dress in the most best of ways. Do you fold your trousers? Do you have your trousers folded up, rolled up? Do you have your sleeves folded? No. Why? Because you know that doesn't look good. That is not respectful. Then why in the court of Allah? Why in the court of Allah do people roll their trousers up while performing salah? Why do they do that? Do they not have respect for Allah? Is the manager or the recruiter who is taking your interview or your head teacher more respectful than Allah? Ma'ad Allah, no. No. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, and this is in Muslim Sharif, and this is narrated 9 different narrations in Muslim Sharif in Kitab al-Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَسْجُدَ عَلَىٰ سَبْعَةِ عَظُمٍ وَلَا أَكُفَّ شَعْرًا وَلَا ثَوْبًا. I have been commanded by Allah to perform sajda, to prostrate in the court of Allah on 7 bones, the 2 hands, the 2 elbows, the 2 knees, the 2 feet, and the face. 7 elbows, 7 bones. The hands is one, sorry, not the elbows, we don't prostrate on the elbows. The elbows stay up. So the 2 hands, the 2 feet, the 2 knees, that's 6, and the head. That's 7 bones. I have been commanded to prostrate. And in salah, I have been forbidden from gathering my hair, turning them, twisting them, pushing them up, or tying a tail at the back, tying my hair. I have been forbidden to do that for salah. And in the same way, Allah has forbidden me from folding my clothes, whether that be from my hands or from my trousers below. It has been prohibited. This is not a fatwa from a scholar of today. This is the fatwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Muslim Sharif, the second most sahih kitab in hadith. Subhanallah, this is the adab and this is the character Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. When you are standing in salah, complete respect. Anyhow, Muawiyah ibn Hakam, he says, Yarhamukallah in Salah. Everybody starts looking at Muawiyah. And Muawiyah ibn Hakam starts looking at the people and he says, he becomes angry. And he shows an angry face and he says, Ma tanzuruna ilayya, ma sha'nukum in Salah. What is your problem, ma sha'nukum? What is your problem? Why are you all looking at me for? This is what Muawiyah ibn Hakam says in Salah. Now think to yourself, if we are in the masjid and you are the mutawalli of the masjid, or you are the trustee of the masjid, you are the imam of the masjid, you are somebody who regularly comes to the masjid, if somebody does that in Salah, what will you do? Maar maar ke bakayenge. People will shout at him. People will give him such a hard time that he will never come back to that masjid. That is the character of Muslims today. But Muawiyah ibn Hakam radiallahu ta'ala, after finishing Salah, he says, this is Muawiyah ibn Hakam, he himself says, Wallahi ma ra'aytu mualliman qablahu wa la ba'dahu ahsana ta'liman minh, that I have never before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have never seen anybody more beautiful and more better and more well mannered in teaching than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Wallahi ma kaharani wala shatamani wala darabani. He never shouted at me. He was never harsh on me. He never hit me. But he smiled and he said to me, Innama hiya salah. That verily this is salah, this is namaz, in a nice manner. He says, O Muawiyah, this is salah. Wa innama hiya littakbir wa tasbih wa tilawati al-Qur'an. La yaslahu fiha shay'an min ghayri dhalik. Subhanallah. This is salah, and in salah you should only do tasbih and the qira'ah of the Qur'an. This is what salah is. And in salah, nothing other than this is correct in salah. Your salah will become invalidated. This is the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Muslims the tawfiq, the ability to learn the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Allah says, Innaka ala khuluqin azim. Verily, you are above the greatest characteristics. And when Allah says greatest, how great must that be? When Allah says that everything in this world is qaleel. Qul mata'u dunya qaleel. The wealth of this world, the material of this world, in the eyes of Allah is very little. And Allah at another point says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and count the ni'am, the gifts of Allah in this world, you will not be able to count them because they are so much. Yet, so much is qaleel in the eyes of Allah. But when it came to the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says that it is azim. Subhanallah. That is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha. Teri khulq ko haq ne jameel kaha. Jameel kiya. Koi tujhsa na hoga, koi tujhsa na hua na hoga shaha. Tere khaliq husn o ada ki kasam. Wama alayna illa al-balagh. Jazakallahu khair.